What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
All medications require eligibility and prescription. First month as low as $25 with a 12-month MedPlus plan. Does not include the cost of GLP-1 medications.
Here's a teaser of my Patreon-only interview with Gabor Mate and Daniel Mate, authors of the new book, The Myth of Normal, Trauma, Illness, and Healing in a Toxic Culture. To hear the full interview with Gabor Mate and Daniel Mate, go to patreon.com/thekatiehalpershow. Again, that's patreon.com/thekatiehalpershow. This is Gabor Mate and Daniel Mate, and let me just give a really short bio. Gabor Mate, after 20 years of family practice and palliative care experience, Dr. Gabor Mate worked for over a decade in Vancouver's downtown east side with patients challenged by drug addiction and mental illness. He's an internationally renowned speaker with expertise in addiction, trauma, childhood development, and the relationship between stress and illness. He's also a co-developer of a therapeutic approach, Compassionate Inquiry, now studied by hundreds of therapists, physicians, counselors, and others internationally. For his groundbreaking medical work and writing, he has been awarded the Order of Canada, his country's highest civilian distinction. Author of several books, including his latest book, The Myth of Normal, Trauma, Illness, and Healing in a Toxic Culture. And he's joined also by his son, Daniel Mate, a Vancouver-born, Brooklyn-based composer, lyricist, playwright, and co-author of this book. And Daniel's won several prestigious awards for his musical theater songwriting, including the Edward Claiborne Prize, Jonathan Larson Grant. He's the co-host with Carice Von Houten of Game of Thrones fame of the new podcast, Let's Get Lyrical, with Carice and Daniel. So, all right, Daniel and Gabor, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Of course. I guess I'm going to start with a kind of boring question, which is, why did you write this, Gabor? What made you want to write this book?
Boring.
It's not a boring question. It's boring on my part. The answer is going to be interesting.
Well, the book wanted to be written is what the answer is. It was calling to me for at least 10 years, probably 12 years, and I've been sometimes resisting it. In fact, I remember being at an ayahuasca ceremony in Mexico that I was helping to lead, and during the ceremony, it came to me, I don't have to do this, because the pressure, you know, there's such a lot of work, and the doubt that I could even do it, and the I don't have to do it, at first interpreted as, I'm not going to do this, but actually, I listen to the words more exactly. It says, I don't have to do it. In other words, I can choose to do it or choose not to do it, but I don't have to. But it wanted to be done. So I did it. You know, I was talking to Russell Brand about it a few years ago, and he said, I was saying how hard I'm finding it. And he said, well, you're not doing this for yourself. You're doing this for the world. And that's the way it's turned out. Like, a lot of people have just expressed gratitude for the work that Diane and I have done to bring this work to fruition. And I think the world wanted it, and it wanted to be born, and we happen to be the surrogate mothers and midwives for it. Let me put it that way.
Our surrogate fathers and sons.
Fathers and sons, yeah.
Katie, one of our mutual friends just had a Broadway show close, and there's a great line in it. I'm going to paraphrase, but something like, if the truth isn't hard to say, it's not worth saying. And if the truth isn't hard to live, then it's maybe not worth living. Something like that.
And Albert Einstein said something about, it's fine to seek the truth, but once you find what you think is true, it's your responsibility to share it with the world.
Did you have a moment, though, an aha moment, where you were like, I really want to write a book about this? This being the connection between the biopsychosocial.
It was just an impulse that kept arising. And it's really about the individual physiology and mentality including illness and health, is not separable from the social, that our biology is connected to our emotional states and our mindsets, and our emotional states and mindsets are inseparable from our social and cultural environment. So when somebody gets sick, it's a manifestation of a whole culture. I'm talking about chronic illnesses of mind and body. 95% of the time, they're not genetically determined and they're not random accidents. They're manifestations of a life in a certain culture. And so that you can't separate the individual from the culture.
In a way, I think it was the culmination of all the work you'd previously done. I mean, this book brought together all the topics that you'd written about and then added this big canopy of sociocultural observation and critique and kind of tying all these things together. So in a way, all your work had been coalescing towards this anyway.
That's true. And it's also deepened the work. Like as you and I wrote this book, new concepts and understandings came to me that I didn't have before.
What's an example of that?
Well, for example, not looking at disease as an entity, so that people say, you have multiple sclerosis, or I have depression. And that assumes there's such a thing as multiple sclerosis, but it's not a thing. It's not a thing with a life of its own. So here's the example I often use. I have a cup. Here's the cup. I can put it down, give it away, smash it, clean it, drink from it, but it's not me. But to say that I have multiple sclerosis, that way of languaging it is to assume that there's a thing called multiple sclerosis. The characteristics of this cup don't depend on my characteristics or my life. They just how the person who made it made it. So when you say somebody has multiple sclerosis, you're saying there's such a thing as multiple sclerosis that's independent of the person in whom it shows up. But actually, it's not a thing that shows up. It's not a thing that comes from the outside or mysteriously arises from the inside. It's a process involving inflammation in your nervous system. And that inflammation in your nervous system manifests the stresses and traumas and histories that you've lived through, which also means that if you can affect that process, you can have an impact on the illness. So it's not a thing, it's a process. That was a new insight for me. I didn't understand that before.
Thanks again for listening to The Katie Helper Show. To hear the rest of that discussion, please join the Patreon at patreon.com/The Katie Helper Show. Again, that's patreon.com/The Katie Helper Show. If you like the show, please leave us a 5-star review on iTunes. And as always, we remind you that this show could not happen without the support of our listeners. Our show is produced by me, Katie Helper. Brad Bloom is our audio engineer and an associate producer on the show. Our researcher is Joshua Bregman. And our theme song is by the band Cordova. See you next time.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.